Blog Talk Radio.
The Thunder. The Thunder. Do you hear the thunder? Thunder of the pen. It means real rap's about to begin. This is for the G's and the jazz fans, resurrecting the ghost of Herbie Man. Just like Death Row hit you back in the day, HJS and I are like Snoop and Dre. It's a masterpiece, a grand production. Lyrics bring heat, the beat's constructed. You taking shots, I can't even feel you. You player hater, I'm a player killer. In other words, when you speak, watch your tone. I ain't bad boy with Young Money, I'm grown. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Grown folks music, here's your choice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Grown folks music, here's your choice. This ain't a hit single, it's a statement. You don't want the truth, I'll make you face it. 137 times, they want you dead, while you party and bull instead. But you just stay and play as I march on. God watches my back while I stand strong. You wanna play in the streets, we run 'em. HJS music, another stunner. Another classic, another hit. Another single, and it's legit. And lyrically, it's torn asunder. Not too many artists can flow beside thunder. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Grown folks music, here's your choice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Grown folks music, here's your choice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Matches my voice. Grown folks music, here's your choice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Grown folks music, here's your choice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Grown folks music, here's your choice. HJS Music, Kilroy.
And that is none other than the Thunder from that. He's the producer. I'm the MC, Sheriff Kilroy HJS. And welcome back once again to another episode of Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 37. If anybody who's sending in any music or anything like that, you can always send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That M period, A period, N period of Man in the Street is an abbreviation acronym for music, activism, news. For those who wish to hear more different styles of music, you can go to Facebook with Joseph Motley Jr. That's Jr. with a period afterwards. For those who are listening on Lake City Radio and blogtalkradio.com, we thank the people who have decided to take the time to dial in to none other than 646-478-0944. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. I need to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk Radio or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, call back or press one. Now, these are just some of the things that are going on. I'll get into a few other things that's happening, but number 10, there is definitely a tie. Because we had to throw in that honorable mention. Now, number 10, you have the Facebook Hip Hop Homecoming 2019 from 11 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That will be on Thursday, September 26th, 2900 block of Tri-C Community College Boulevard, free food, open mic. One of the people who's throwing that together is none other than Eric Wilson will be like one of the main co-hosts for that event. Something else that I do know that I need to at least throw people's attention to, because it is something that I really feel that is just necessary for people to at least know of and watch out for. So it's one of those things that's coming up. I couldn't figure out which one should go to number 11, so both went to number 10, because the First Lady of Cleveland, Hip Hop Presents a Bike Ride for Health Awareness. That will be this Saturday, September 28, 2019, 11 a.m. at Euclid Beach Park. Be mentally healthy. Definitely, I think it's a very, very important event. NerveDJsMixtape.com, Petty Betty Entertainment, One in the Chamber. For those who want to reserve and be a part of it, 216-317-0240. Like I say, those are the two things that is definitely happening in the top 10, 11 category. Couldn't figure out which one went where. But number 9, debuting, you can Facebook Rad Music Day and Facebook Free Concert Rock Against Dementia. That's going on at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, major event there. Number 8, you can Facebook the video shoot for No Pressure featuring Soul City. That's happening, you know, tonight, East 105 St. Clair. Number 7, debuting, Facebook Real Hip Hop and R&B Spotlight Social Center, happened last Saturday at the Spotlight Social Center. Number 6, moving up, was the East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club. It had an East Cleveland School Board debate, chicken, JoJo fries, taco salad, water, all of that for free for the entire community. And you got a chance to see all 6 candidates. Number 5, moving up, why would it? The song is hitting the chambers. Kaya Dog Nation from GMS Hood Famous DVD. Number 4, moving up, Facebook Music and Beats Listening Party. It was last Saturday. BWE through that one. Number 3, Voice of Radio, Breezy Browns Backers, Sunday night primetime game at the Bahama Breeze Lakeshore. That was last night. Number 2, Big Jump, Facebook Virgo Bash New Year's Celebration Concert. Or you could have Facebook the New Year's Virgo Bash Concert for King Golden Child. That was at the OPN Center. King Swisher involved with that. Many participants. Number 1, the 4th Annual. You could Facebook the 4th Annual Small Business Networking Extravaganza the past Wednesday at OPN People's Community Center, where people were learning something at the same time. I could get away with saying a whole bunch of other things, but when you have so many people on the phone lines and they have something to say, you might as well shut up and get to the fact that we have at least 3 callers. Before I go to the 216-400, that's to give people time enough to at least get ready to speak. I would like to say that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe, East 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue, the number 1, number 37, number 28 bus passes by. This week, a special presentation on human trafficking from Community Policing Department, and also bail reform from Brother Kareem from the Bail Reform, as well as Black Lives Matter Cleveland. He'll have a special report also. And well, before I get off and start talking to the people on the phone lines, you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. And also Robert House, a.k.a. Rob J., better known from the Bone Thugs and Harmony days. Robert House was also the father of the Songbird that a lot of people have been hearing. She had even won at the Joe Little Release CD party. She came in number 1. But Tiffany House lost her father, legendary Bone Thugs affiliate brother, right there. So let's go to 216-400. You've been very patient. 216-400, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I'm calling to just thank you and all the people that you work with, because You know, I just found out there are a lot of groups in the city, and none of them, they're just in name only. They don't do much to help anyone. And so you and all the group, Father Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, and all the rest of them, just keep up the good work. Because you're needed
out there.
You really are.
I appreciate that. I do. I really do. And I try to continue to do the work. So thank you. And may you enjoy the rest of the program.
Thank you. I will.
Hey, no problem. You say that now until we say something. Let's talk about somebody that's important to you. But we will try to keep everything down to a minimum. I'll do my best. One thing I know that I will have with me is at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, you can sign a petition to end the arbitrator's bias in favor of police. Due to persistent arbitrator's bias in favor of police and their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public, we, the underline, advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. Committee for Social Justice, I do believe we have quite a few signatures that can be at least done during that time. I want to also throw out to people, because you all would tell me, you don't ever give me any information about anything going on. So, with that being said, please join us for the 50-year anniversary celebration of the Cleveland State University Black Studies Program. For students, faculty, and staff, Greater Cleveland community, and alumni, all listeners, please feel free on October the 12th, 2019, 6 p.m., 1 week after the hip-hop workshops. For the Student Center Ballroom 50-year anniversary celebration, the Student Center Ballroom, you can enter that from Euclid or Chester. It's between East 21st and East 22nd, so it's the large building there. I'm sure they would love to have you come through. Before I do anything else and go to the next phone caller, let me tell people, in case you might have missed it, coming up this Saturday, you can definitely go and catch the final, and it's free. September 28th, time 10 a.m. to 12 noon, learn the role and responsibilities of a precinct committee person, identify the six branches of precinct government empowerment, learn the difference between vote hustling and informed, empowered communities. Learn the difference between ward leader and precinct committee person. Learn that Cleveland City Council doesn't allow public participation at their weekly Monday night meetings. Empowering your community one precinct at a time at precinct government class. Leadership begins with empowered citizens of Cuyahoga County, Ohio. This is a free session. Last one is this coming Saturday at Black on Black Crime Inc. headquarters, 15415 Kipling Avenue. Cleveland, Ohio, 44110, facilitated by Ernest Harris, and it's a collaboration with the ICRM and Americans for Prosperity. Free lunch for those who wish to know more instead of just showing up, which you can do that too. You can call 330-475-5260, 216-835-9704, 216-702-1207, or 216-804-7462, but if you dial that 804-7462, phone number before this show ends, I'll be clowning you on the air because that's my personal number. So with that being said, if you're going to use that number, use it after the show ends, or just call in here to 646-478-0944. Like the next phone caller who's at 216-632, and they're probably going to tell me that they can think of a lot of better things to do with their time. Listen to me jabber jaw on the radio. 216-632, how are you? You're on live. 216-632. Going once. 632 going twice. Hey, I appreciate you for paying attention because, like I said, you may be at work. You may be doing something else. If you can't talk on the air, instead of hanging up, you just have to stay silent. You go back on hold. But if you decide you want to say something, you can hit that one key. and let me know, or you can always dial back and say, hey, you left me out of a conversation. And trust me, I'll get back to you. Other things to let you know is simplistically put this. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters at 15415 Kipling Avenue is Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Now, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings, like I said earlier, is every Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. The community ministries are Sunday at 10 a.m. Youth and Family Marriage Counseling by appointment with Pastor Ernest Harris, 216-835-9704. Survivors, Victims, and Tragedy Grief Support, Judy Martin, 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repasts under 100 people, inquire at 216-280-3580 or 216-253-4070. Floral arrangements by Maddie B's Flowers is 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. Man, I feel kind of fortunate to get rid of so much entertainment and other things to go on with. And the last major announcement that I'm looking at is the BidWiz Tournament for Black on Black Crime, Inc., the annual fundraiser for 2019, the first BidWiz jackpot, $200 cash, October the 11th. That is 2019 on a Friday, 8 p.m. until at the BBCI headquarters, 15415 Kipling Avenue. 40 teams participation. 5 days before the tournament will be a $10 discount. So instead of $35, you'd only have to pay $25. The deadline, though, is 8:15 p.m. The team must be seated. Jackpot is $200 cash. 40 teams participation and jackpot prize would be adjusted. The rules, 3 games elimination, first team makes 7 bid, wins game. First Lady's Dynasty will have dinner that evening, and the phone numbers for that is 216-702-1207, 216-990-0679, 216-253-4070, 216-392-5778, or 216-804-7462, that last number. Use it after the show ends. Thank you very much. Please come support or donate to an organization that does its best to help the entire community. I'm feeling very good because before I go and bother that 216-209 phone number, the past week, if people were wondering what was going on at the Justice Center, it was because Tamar Evans was 16 years old. He was an orphan, ADHD, but he was arrested at gunpoint with no shirt, shoes, or pants on, just a pair of basketball shorts. Now, around 2003, the time frame, Cleveland police interrogated him for hours with no clothes on, no adult, no lawyer, no phone call, no food, not even anything to drink while handcuffed the entire time. At age 32, Tamar Evans and his attorney, Kimberly Kendall Coral, sat and asked that the prosecution be sanctioned for failing to disclose another person's admission to the murder that Tamar Evans was wrongly charged and convicted of in 2003. And again, failing to disclose the admission in, I believe, July of 2018. Now, the judge granted and withdrew Tamar's plea, meaning Tamar's been an innocent man until proven guilty for almost a year. Now, he was sent back to prison in October of 2018 and then brought back to Cuyahoga County Jail December of 2018, where he's still sitting. So the real shooter came forward again along with two other witnesses. But a year later, he's still sitting at the county jail. If that's not a reason to bring out groups like Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Father's Lives Matter, I would like to say that talking about a brother who has done time for a crime he didn't commit, Ruel Saylor, who spent almost 20 years behind bars when his fiancée, Catherine, had come through, or Amy, yeah, Amy Catherine, she had come through a couple of years ago, make it about 2 years ago. We did our best to help. He walked out a free man last year. Ruel Saylor got married on the steps of the Justice Center this year. The reason I bring that name up is instead of him forgetting what happened to him, he came to show support for Tamar Evans. He also got out there and said that, hey, I appreciate Black on Black Crime Incorporated for being there for me. And also you had, you know, we talk about them, but it was good to see a couple of hip-hop artists who had been down in the county jail for things they didn't do come back out and support. An artist by the name of Connie Sun, we played his music before, and C-Rock from the Block, a.k.a. Cecil Fluker. You look up their names, but again, they came out there. And it's crazy because if the real shooter came forward for Tamar Evans and the judge realized, yep, there's some things free, we'll go and look back at the court and everything like that. Why the hell is he sitting up there? Again, before I do anything else, I have a couple of other people on the phone line, so I'm going to the 216-209, who's probably going to tell me, you know something? I'm very glad you said what you said, Mr. Porter, but they just need to lock your behind up to make our Monday night safe. 216-209, how you doing out there?
Brother, I'm pretty good. This is John from Black Odyssey, from those who don't know. You got to kind of excuse me, because I'm like in between getting my voice back, so I'm in and out, which means I'm going to make this kind of short and sweet. I do want to go on the tail end of what you were just talking about, because, I mean, you know, it's some sort of fraud going on. You know what I mean? Come on now.
Right,
this man's life is at stake. You know what I'm saying? And many lives are at stake. So you're just stripping away people's lives, you know, for some fraudulent money that's going on. If these people are innocent, why can't you pay them right away? You can charge somebody right away once they get behind bars and everything. You start charging them for everything, bed and everything, room and board. So if you charge them for that, then they should be able to get their money back and then some.
True,
because,
true.
You know, you have to deal with all sorts of type of post-traumatic stress from leaving a place like that under the circumstances that you was falsely accused, falsely arrested, and then treated like a savage animal because they didn't even give you no clothing. This is an outrage. And all those people that is involved with that should be charged with some sort of fraud as well, too, because you disrespected and violated this man's human rights. Human rights. Come on, man.
Right.
I just want to go on off and say that Black Odyssey is still shooting more videos. We're still helping people out as far as we can help them out with. We were just in, Black Odyssey also was just in a contest not too long ago with Funkmaster Flex, and out of 300,000 people, we made it to the 7th place, and that means we are in the top 10, so. That's a true blessing. And, wow, you know, I'm still buzzing over that one. It's so much.
I feel you.
So many good things that can go on and it will be going on behind that. And I'm just excited, and I just wanted to kind of, like, spread the news. I really didn't make any post or anything about it, so you're exclusively hearing it from me on this station. So this is the correct place to drop things on platforms like this. So if y'all want to check out any new videos, we even got a new video from Fresh West, which is doing really, really well.
Okay.
Almost 600 views in 2 weeks. So that's, like, outstanding. You can just go to YouTube, type in BLAQODESSYTV. Or find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, every major platform. Get Right Music, That Test, Black Odyssey.
I appreciate it very much. I do. I am very, very thankful. And if you can tell people, what all does Black Odyssey do before you get off the phone line?
Oh man! First and foremost, we're artists, and then we are producers as well, and filmmakers on top of that, and then we also show organizers. We put together shows as well. So with all these things, we've been able to create a huge platform and just help other artists out to get along the way with some of the connects that we got some in the industry and some or right on the edge of the industry with DJs and connects to magazines and stuff like that. You know, as we grow our brand, we extend our hand with some of those connects that we have also used as well too. Just with, you know, with Underground Talk Radio, Black Odyssey, we have the Vibes that's down in Florida, Blog Talk Radio Station. We have those two we rotate with, and a few others that we connect with as well too. And we just help other artists get their music out and brand it, and just stay connected, and also exchange, you know, and show the way networking should be done. You know, it's nothing but seeing success out of an artist, and then seeing success with myself as well is one of the greater things. You know, just practicing group economics, I think, is one of the brilliant things that you can do along with this music and share alike, you know, where everybody can kind of like eat somewhat of a success out of it. Not just a huge amount or a small amount or a certain amount. We all have success. So that way, when I can say that if this person is having a certain amount of success, my level of involvement is as well. And, you know, not only that you can be happy for that person, you have a sense of success as well. And I'm not going to get into the technical parts of how we all eat about that. You know, I could do that later, but practicing group economics is a big thing, a part of that. So I just wanted to drop a jewel about that as well. Man, this is, you know, the things that I do, somebody helped taught me. So what I do is help teach others as well. So if you want to do the same, I suggest you should do the same. So that's as far as I'm going to go with that. Black Odyssey, take a look at it. I thank you as well, too, Al, because without your platform, a lot of these things and a lot of other artists, even as well as us, we wouldn't have too much to put around in our city to put out here. So thank you.
No problem. I will at least have something on the playlist for you. And definitely feel free to hold on to the phone line. And I thank you.
I sure will.
And
thank you.
No problem. Before I prepare to go check on that 216-317, maybe give that 216-632 at least time enough to say, hey, this is not as hard as we thought. Before doing that, I just want to at least take the time to let people know what is happening, because they kind of need to know that it's a piggyback off of what we were briefly on, but the protest in Cleveland, it's a Facebook event, protest in Cleveland at sentencing a former jail warden. The main thing about this is, for those who don't know, that will be next Monday, September 30th, and basically speaking, it's just dealing with the fact that the Warden Ivy is being at least the trial itself, and the sentencing will be, if I'm not mistaken, next Monday, September 30th at 10:30 a.m. Now, for those people who might not have paid as much attention about it as they could have, that will be in Judge Nancy First Courtroom, which is 15B. And there'll be a lot of speakers outside beforehand for the simple fact that the sentencing of this warden will go on even if the sentencing is, like, delayed. For the simple fact that jail warden Eric Ivy, who was demoted to associate warden, where the judge let him off with a misdemeanor plea deal instead of a felony, though 9 inmates died under his leadership in roughly under a year. Also, Judge Joe Russo is holding inmates in an overcrowded jail for years rather than taking them at least to other facilities or to taking them to trial. And he's the lead, all 34 common pleas judges, in doing this. So enough is enough. For those who wish to find out more information, you can't just show up, though. You can definitely dial up 216-659-0473 or 216-804-7462. I know Father's Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Art McCoy Radio Show, College of Common Sense, Fred Barkley Live Group will be there. And while I'm talking about certain things, I should take the time and let people know, because it's not always just about myself. So if you want to, you can check out Life Obstacles Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, or Art McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. MC Chill Talk, which is Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. All three on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And I also wish to just remind people that I thank you all for tuning in, because if you didn't do that, this show is not all about me. That's the reason I come and bother people who might not even want to talk on the phone. I bother you all because sometimes you all add so much to the conversation, you all actually help keep the program going. So again, I should let you know before I go to that 601 area code. Had to be a bill collector. How'd they find out where I was? Let me go to the 216-317 phone line, the 216-317 phone line. How are you doing? 216-317?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Now I can.
Okay.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
No
problem.
Who are we talking to? Oh, I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. Who are we talking to this fine evening?
I have so many names. Let me see. But I gave my Chelsea Brown. So I am the first lady of Cleveland hip hop.
What?
Yes,
this
sir.
This conversation is long overdue. And when you say the first lady of Cleveland hip hop, tell us about yourself, please.
Well, I've always been an entertainer. So my mom, she read music, played the grand piano. I grew up with that in the house, so music was always prevalent in our household. And so my brother, he danced. He was athletic, and so he used to teach me all the latest dances. So I had, you know, I had a love for that entertainment. So, dancing, it was like a big Collinwood at Five Points. This is like, I don't want to tell my age, but this is like in the early 70s. I probably was like 3 or 4 years old. And he was out in the audience showing me like all the dance steps to do. And so I was doing the dance steps on stage. So when it was over, I won second place. So the crowd, they were really mad, and they booed everybody. I won an Evelyn Champagne King album. I'll never forget that. But anyway, so after
that,
I fell in love with entertaining. I always used to entertain at my mom's parties and cocktail parties and stuff like that. Then I realized I couldn't sing, because my mother could sing. She could play the piano. She was modern dance, jazz. She used to open up shows for Flip Wilson. Her and my Uncle George, he played music, American Bandstand. My mom was an entertainer, too. Her two brothers, they all could read and write music. So we all were surrounded by that. So she could sing as well. So I never could sing.
Okay.
I couldn't hold a note if it had a handle. So I don't know how that happened. It missed me. It ended up going, my brother Rick, that was teaching me how to dance, ended up going to his daughter. So she has the voice. So I never got the voice.
Okay.
So, yeah. So when rap came out, I was already a sassy little girl that would come in front of your classroom and roll my eyes and throw gum at you and stuff like that. So I was always sassy like that. So when rap came about, it was just perfect for me, because I couldn't sing again, but I always was an entertainer and always had that attitude and always been intelligent. God bless me to be that. So it was just perfect fit for me when rap came along. So fast forward a little bit. So we called this spot the Matchbox. It was like on 140th and Aspinwall in the Collinwood community. And DJ Johnny O was DJing. And I probably was like 13. I was about 12 or 13. And my mom let me go because my brother Charles was going. He's older than me. So we got there and they were spinning the records. It was going. It was crowded. It was so new. It was so fresh. This hip-hop thing was real new, real fresh. Mm-hmm. Everybody was all, you know, crowded around or whatever. And I saw how they performed, was swiping. It was all new to me. I was looking like, huh? And then he put on Dimples D, Sucker DJs.
Oh, okay.
And from that point on, like from that point, this is before the Roxanne Shantays, the Salt and Peppers, all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When he put on that, I was at a gym the other night. I was like blown away. Blown away. All I wanted to do is just sit there and listen to music all night. Be the last one out the party. The party was over with. Me and my brother got into it. He ready to go. I just want to sit there and just keep listening to all this rap music. It was just a wealth of music that he was playing. So that's kind of like how it all started. Yeah. So then from that point, I met DJ Shock. He was in the Source Crew too, but he wasn't when I met him. So I ended up with DJ Shock. Mm-hmm. And we ended up, me, Slick Vic, rest in peace, Monica and Tanya, we all put our money together. I put my $13 with theirs, and we gave a party. We gave a basement party, a house party, that's what we called it back then. We gave a house party in the basement, and we served drinks, and we paid DJ Johnny O to DJ, and we made money, and then that was it. And then I ended up meeting his sister, Lovey, through Slick Vic. And then we formed the Sorcerer Dolls. And from that point, Beckman Hall, then started rapping on the mics at Beckman Hall. So it was no females around. It was just a bunch of guys. And so I'm the littlest, youngest one there, only able to be there because I'm friends with Lovey, and my mom talked to Pat, which is Lovey and Johnny O's mom, so I could come. So I'm the youngest one there. I'm still in elementary school. Everybody else is at Collinwood. And I had to go up to Johnny O. Everybody's like all trying to get the mic, you know, all these tall guys. I'm so short because I'm like 12, 13. I'm trying to get the mic. And I go to Johnny O like, I want to get on the mic, you know. And he would tell them like, give her the mic. Like, let her get the mic, you know, because these are all guys that's like 17, 16, you know, 18, you know, stuff like that. I'm 13, 21. They went up to like 21 years of age. So they're all at the parties. They're taking over the mic. So I would always go to Johnny O and he would say, give her the mic, you know. And then one time I went to him, he was like, look, I'm over here working. I ain't going to be able to keep telling them to give you the mic. You're going to have to, you know, work that out yourself. You know what I'm saying? So from that point on, I just started Bogarting and working my way into the mic. And so to fast forward again, so I ended up getting back with them, and we were doing a documentary about Ohio hip-hop, like Cleveland hip-hop or whatever. And that's when I found out that I was the first Lady of Cleveland Hip Hop. Made my life. Wow. I was like, wow, we got to, you know, researching and finding out was nobody on the mics, no females, you know. And I called my brother Vic, the same one that had me dancing, like, hold on, was there some chicks rapping at the, was it the Mad Hatter and what's the other spot, Coco Lounge and all that stuff? He was like, no, wasn't no chicks on the mic. So it became official.
So
that's
so
where I'm at today.
I'm glad you said that, because now if I can give you at least another 2 minutes to let us know you're still giving back, what's happening this coming Saturday?
Okay, so Saturday I'm having my bike ride, and it's to bring awareness to mental health, to health, suicide prevention. So I like how that was worded, how you worded that. Hip-hop takes on suicide prevention and mental health awareness. So I dealt with some mental health issues when I lost my mom. So it was so very devastating for me. Yeah, so experience is the best teacher. So it's something that I know about because I lived it. So now I want to help people when they're in that position or that situation. And mental health is the underlying for everything, really. Like, whether it comes to hip hop or dance or music or travel or just having fun or living life or tragedy, like drug abuse, substance abuse, post-traumatic stress disorder, kids killing kids, people committing suicide. That's what really motivated me to do it, because somebody sent me a picture of this girl on Facebook, and a beautiful girl that committed suicide, and I was devastated. Not saying that beautiful people can't commit suicide, but it was just devastating to see. So I was like, I got to do something with this. And I'm the first lady of Cleveland hip-hop. So I'm like, I'm going to use that. I'm going to take it and run with it. It's not even about me anymore. I'm so glad I'm the first lady of hip-hop, so I ain't got to be like 89 still trying to rap. I can use that as my platform. So I'm so excited about that and the journey of where that's going to take us.
So, oh, yeah, man, and once again.
Prizes and giveaways. And,
what?
Again, yeah, we're going to meet at Euclid Beach Park Saturday, September 28th at 11 a.m. Euclid Beach Park. We're going to have a little bike trail we ride out. It's going to be 10-mile bike ride. And, you know, I have some people say, girl, I ain't been on a bike in years, but I'm going to come support. You know, it's no pressure. You just, you know, exercise or ride the bike as far as you think you can. If you did a half a mile and came back, that's fine. It's just all for the cause to launch this and build a buzz that we're doing something for mental health.
Is she on the radio?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I do. And how
and
can people at least...
A plug out. I just want to say, okay. Al Porter is the man and hip-hop mom. Like, I'm so happy that we have people like you out here that has this platform and authentic with this movement. So, yeah, I want to thank you for that.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And if people want to contact you or your group to be a part of it, how can they do it besides freaking just showing up? But still, how can they go about doing that?
Yes. So I can be reached via telephone. So I'm old school. I'm coming on around the mountain.
Well, I got you.
Stuff, but I'm old school. So you could reach me at 216 area code 317-0240. And the first lady of Cleveland hip hop, duh, like duh baby, like duh brat, duh chocolate fox.
Mm-hmm.
Two X's and fox, and chocolate is spelled, you know, the way it is. So I have, like, some stuff on Reverb Nation. I might have some of the stuff on my Facebook, but I'm going to start getting more stuff out here because I'm getting more into the Internet and all of that now.
Hey, and we look forward to, shameless plug, but we look forward to the fact that tomorrow around 5 p.m., you'll be on Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which will be tomorrow, Tuesday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com. So we thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Please come on out and support, even if just to show up, just to, you know, help us out. So we need good, positive energy for this movement. We're creating a movement. A revolution. It's a revolution. Yeah, food and drink.
All right, now.
Not drinks like that. I'm talking about water.
Okay.
But, you know.
There it is.
Yeah, so we have food
we
and drinks.
We appreciate
we'll have,
you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Again, anybody that's doing anything in hip-hop, let's get together and form a community. That's what I want to see Cleveland do. And I also want to see us reflect on ourselves. When you look in the mirror, the first thing you see is you. You know what I'm saying? So when we turn on the radio, the first thing we should be hearing is us. It's like we're reflecting the world that's outside of us. How can we see ourselves? So for you giving us this platform is priceless. Thank you so much, Al Porter. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. We look forward to everything, and please feel free to hold a line. We thank you so much. And my thing is this. No problem. Before I go to that, area code 601-513. Man, I wonder how these bill collectors have caught up to me. But I'm hoping that now we'll have to get some of our last caller's material and play it on this program. But this is what I will do. I'll let people know also that we have, you can Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio, as well as the fact that if you do Facebook Champagne Bang or Facebook Kent and Angelica or Facebook Fred Barkley Live, also contact with me. I know I'm on, it took me a while to get on Twitter, but it's Alfred Porter JR1. And Facebook is Alfred Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Now, let's see what's going on with that 601 area code, and that's that 513 phone number. Who are we talking to?
Hey, hello, Al. This is my name is Michael D. Landingham. How you doing this
okay.
evening?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm blessed, sir. I'm very blessed. I want to give the honor and glory to our Lord and Savior for allowing me to be on your show today. My first time being on radio, and my birthday is tomorrow, so this is a real treat. So I really appreciate you allowing me to be on your show today.
No problem, no problem. You know, your name has been gaining a lot of momentum. What are you up to recently?
Well, right now, I'm running for the highest office in the land in 2020, which is President of these United States of America. And
with that being said,
yes, sir.
Why are you now?
Well, now I kind of been putting my I put my paperwork in back in May 20th this year, but I haven't been active because of some things that've been going on, which I was trying to let that materialize on its own. But as I see the field and see what's going on with our nation, I think waiting any longer would cause more harm. Not for just my running for president just for the country as well. So that's why I was eagerly out here seeking and meeting different people, meeting you, sir, meeting your movement, which adds to with what mostly what I believe and what needs to be talked about in Washington and for the rest of the country to hear. And so it's about time for me to go ahead and break out. And so this is my first official breakout moment, and I wanted to do it with you, Mr. Al Porter. And so it's a great treat and great honor, especially before my birthday. So, and I apologize. I should have came out there, you know, a lot sooner, America. But it's always better to be late than never to come to the party at all. So.
I like what you said. I do. I might even have to bring you out to voice it tomorrow on your birthday as well to at least start the program off. But I want to know, can you give us your platform and how people can follow and find out more about you? Because I've taken a look at a lot of things I find that's very, very interesting and it stands out. But to you, let people know about your platform, sir.
Thank you. More than welcome to do that. My platform is simply this: we the people, us bringing ourselves together and letting go of the pains of the past, especially racism. I believe that the next president of these United States should be able to talk about race comfortably, to make others feel comfortable about talking about race. So we live in the shadows of past people's decisions who cause harm to another. And sometimes we can't let go of certain things. And we have mistrust. We need a leader that can talk about that. But it's about unity. That's what my platform is mainly about. We have to unify what connects us, which means more than what divides us on the outside. It's love and courage, compassion for one another. Doesn't matter if your background, how much money you got, your color, your party. It's all about how you treat each other, which makes what's right and wrong true. Instead of you're black and I'm black and that person's white and you know, there's the right and wrong. I disagree. We see this president has gone beyond his call of his duties in office. He's used hate and fear to try to divide and conquer. But that's not what America's about. And when I always said, I was always raised on this, and I don't know, maybe it's in the blood, maybe because my grandmother then was pretty much, you know, in the civil rights movement and stuff. When liberty's in jeopardy, it's up to each and every one of us as citizens to act. And that's the reason why I'm running, and that's the reason why this campaign is ready to answer that call. And that's my message. And I can't wait to meet with you in person tomorrow to go live and talk about the issues that matter. Talk about how we can come together as African Americans instead of using people who claim that they know us and care about us but really don't, and use that template in a sense of care to try to divide us even the more. We got to wake up as a people. And last time we had leaders since African Americans as black people to come together was Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. Those leaders are gone. Now we have remnants of people that are doing what they can, but not doing it enough to get everybody's attention at the same time. And I believe that we have the right person that can pull people together with love, courage, and unity, and letting go of past mistakes, past pains, past fears. We can do great things together. And so that's I can't wait for that that we can talk about that more in greater detail tomorrow. But that's my platform.
No problem. Thank you once again, and how can we find that name, your name?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. I'm sorry. Well, everyone, how you find me is I'm on Facebook, Michael D. Landingham. That's LANDINGHAM, like landing the plane, then going ham.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook. I do have a movement called All Lives United, the movement. All lives matter, but what matters is all those lives united behind a common purpose, a common responsibility, and our common joint venture of spreading freedom and democracy around the world again, being the leaders of it, instead of being afraid to showcase that by uniting between different races. So I do live shows before I go to work downtown. I was at the Republican National Convention. You see all the videos and stuff on either one of those pages. I'm on Instagram with my last name backwards, my first name, Twitter, YouTube. Just check me up. Michael D. Landingham for president, 2020, we the people. And I'd like to thank you, Mr. Al Porter, for giving me the opportunity for this great platform that you have to really just come out and break out. And like I said, we got big things to do, and we as the people need to come together. No matter color or party, it's time to get her done.
Appreciate that. Feel free to definitely hold the line. I thank you so much. I just say right now, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's that Hip Hop Workshop radio show. If I didn't get a chance to do anything, I think maybe one of those things I will do is say also, oh, yeah, the YouTube channels for Joseph Motley Jr. period and Joseph P. Motley Jr. Also, the OPN radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com, the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. And also, I would like to say for those who are wondering, hey, what's going on with the East Cleveland City Council Vice President? I know I will be there for the Ernest L. Smith rally at 8:45 a.m. at East Cleveland Courtroom, City Hall. People will then go inside. At least I'll be there so that the truth will be revealed. I just find it very interesting that Brother Ernest L. Smith, Vice President of East Cleveland City Council, all this trouble seemed to come down after we started disseminating information throughout the streets of East Cleveland about Supervisor 137, Willa Hemmons, Law Director, and a few things where the ball was dropped. We were working with a lot of other people. and then a few things happens. But my thing is, no matter what you do, the truth always will be revealed. What better way to do things than take a little bit of a break? So let's take a bit of a break and just say, hey, I thank you all for being here. Thank you all for at least listening. Be right back. Kill Say Mars.
Okay. Al Gordon. Blog Talk Radio. What it is, man? Kill Say.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. If knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block. And kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing? Round 9, tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in to Round 9.
Tune in to Round 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
You know, before I leave out of here, this would probably be about a 22-foot step ladder from a soapbox, because a lot of people wondered, man, why was everybody out there picking on this, that, and the other? Because for people who may not have realized that Frank Q. Jackson, the mayor's grandson, who was being held at one time at the county jail on a $25,000 bond, it was very interesting because with the ankle bracelet additional add-on, he was forbidden by Judge Ashley Kilbane from having any contact with his victim or those who witnessed the apparent beating. See, the problem that came by was that we will say that the grandson of the mayor of Cleveland, which would be Frank G. Jackson, we will say that despite an abundance of evidence, including availability of officers from CMHA or Cleveland's the Cuyahoga Metropolitan Housing Authority, CMHA, got it confused with the CD, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist, I apologize, who were willing to testify, the city also failed to hand over the case to county prosecutors who handled the felonies. Now, for those who are wondering how deep that was, if you have the fact that Jackson, the grandson, was charged with felonious assault, abduction, and two counts of failure to comply, as witnesses told the CMHA police that Jackson had punched and choked an 18-year-old woman in a truck at a gas station on East 40th Street. The important thing was he then drove her to the apartment building at East 49th, where he dragged her out of the truck and continued basically beating her, retrieved the truck hitch from his vehicle, and beat her with that as well on her leg. And when the police were called and arrived, Jackson had fled, but as they questioned the victim, who identified Jackson as her attacker, he returned to the scene and drove slowly down the street. He sped away when police gave chase, but his mother later did the same, driving slowly by and threateningly, apparently menacing the proposed victim of the beating. It's very interesting, this whole thing. If you give me a chance, I'll take about maybe, I'll say, a one-minute break and wrap up. I'm going to at least play this track from Black Odyssey, Keep Praying. I'll at least play it for a couple of minutes and come right back.
Yeah.
with every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying.
It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways out the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Not to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying. They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns, take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off, making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gon' say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah,
said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and I'm gonna keep saying,
All right, and like I say, one of the reasons why I had to bring that story up, I might look at it a little bit more, but the main thing is where I left off. Okay, so Frank Q. Jackson, grandson, assault and battery, allegedly, CMHA police to testify. Where people became upset or outraged was that the Cleveland City prosecutor, hired on by City Hall, mayor's office, decided it's not important enough to at least check behind. And the county said, oh, hell no, this is important, because you should have noticed that at the time, the grandson, when the police arrived, had been there menacingly riding around the assault victim, and the police had to give chase. Now, the grandson of Frank Jackson, the mother of the grandson, so that would be Frank's daughter. Let's keep this, or daughter-in-law, however it were. Let's just say that the mother later did the same thing, driving slowly and threateningly by the victim as police questioned her, and officers noted that other members of Frank Q. Jackson's family began to drive around the area in what was perceived as an intimidation tactic. The victim declined to press charges. Gee, I'm wondering why. Now, for those who missed the whole statement, when Mayor Frank Jackson, I guess he told a Channel 3 reporter, but it was to a group of reporters, what happens at my house, my family, is really not up for discussion or any of your business. Which would be true, except for one thing. Journalists really have a right to demand an explanation from the mayor about conditions in his household if his grandson brushes with the law, and he's had other brushes with the law. A gang member was even photographed with a gun bulging from his pocket in Jackson's driveway, I believe about a month and a half ago, and the family members are evidently prowling the streets, maybe striking fear into the hearts of abuse victims. I'm going to say Scene Magazine might have went over the top on that one. But the basic thing is, unfortunately, Frank Jackson is the mayor of our city. which is becoming more embarrassing by the day. If perpetrators of the crimes are possible, that they're not distant relatives. These are members of his household. Whether or not Jackson views these matters as private, I mean, yeah, I can see he's obliged. He definitely has to address it because setting the example or to prosecute abusers regardless of their connections to him, let's put it something like this. This is the same mayor who has publicly made fighting crime and getting guns off the streets a priority. And he continues because this is the same city hall that unfortunately after Lance Mason, who murdered Aisha Frazier, Lance Mason, though, had been hired by Jackson and City Hall, and a letter had gone out from Jackson, Marsha Fudge as well. And the thing to think about is, even after the incident, Mayor Jackson stood by the hiring and was very, very solemn on that. And as I leave off this show, the conversation becomes this. How can a person like myself who's an advocate in the street or other people who are out there dealing with, I'll say, crime and punishment, how can we get out there and tell the community, if you see something, say something. If you know what's going on in your home, somebody's done something wrong, we hold the parents and the elders in the house responsible for not dealing with the ones that they know are doing something wrong in their house. And it kind of gets blurred, so to speak, when the one at the top will say, if you see something, say something. We all should do something, kind of sits idly by and does a scripted interview for TV, but that's a different story for a different time. Please, people, in order to feel better, get out and enjoy some of these events that we've talked about. Enjoy different programs. I appreciate you all. Thank you all. Peace.